time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
A man went to the doctor complaining about stomach problems. Doctor asked him what he had been eating. "I only eat billiard balls," he said. "I eat red ones for breakfast, yellow and orange ones for lunch, blue for afternoon snacks, and purple and black for dinner." "I see the problem," said the doctor. "You're not getting enough greens." You know, I always find these jokes 1 week late. You know, I could have used this for St. Patrick's Day last week, right? Anyway, speaking of eating, here's something from the medical chart. Although diarrhea and vomiting may have been caused by improper medication, this is on the medical chart, hospital food cannot be ruled out. You can never rule out that hospital food. Good morning and welcome to the most nutritious spot on your radio dial. And this is the Snowman with you, keeping you cool and healthy here on the program. And we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend here, where we make it strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. David Snow on your radio. I am your happy, humble health stylist host, and here to help keep you in the pink, so to speak. Speaking of colors, actually, Easter just around the corner. That'll be a lot of pink things going on next weekend. But this weekend, in this hour of the program, in our first segment, Jose De La Torre, he's the author of Spiritual Living for Busy People and the creator of the Five Tibetans. He'll be with us talking about five exercises that'll help rejuvenate your body and boost your immune system, among other benefits. And you know, the Tibetan monks have been using these five exercises for over 2,500 years, so there's a bit of history behind them, and he'll talk about that, how they can improve your health and life and fitness and energy in just 15 minutes a day. That's coming up in our first segment. Then in the second half of this hour's program, Dr. Ed Dodge, medical physician and author of Be Healthy, Simple Guidelines for Lifelong Well-Being, will be talking about lifestyle medicine, and he'll have a lot of, just a wealth of information, a lot of information on how to be a healthier person. Let's see. Oh, and next hour, be sure to join us for Dr. David Stober. He'll be talking about acupuncture. We haven't done a show on acupuncture in quite a few years, and we'll talk about using it for chronic pain. He has had especially good results with veterans and people that have been suffering from PTSD and other chronic pain conditions and chronic illnesses. So we'll have that for you in just a matter of minutes if you stay with us all 2 hours long. But if for some reason you can't stay with us, you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com, or you can also go to well, you can listen to us tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy here on AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer. So the live show in the morning and the rebroadcast in the evening. 9 p.m. is Saturday Night Healthy. Hey, why do kids help in the kitchen? Well, 61% to cook their favorite food. Yeah, they get their own way if they help their mom cook. Cook what they want, sometimes not always the best or healthiest choices. 49% to pass the time when they're bored, 39% to help their parents, and 24%, believe it or not, of kids help in the kitchen because they're inspired by cooking shows on TV. I guess cartoons are passe. Now they're watching the cooking shows. All right. I don't know if I got to, I don't think I got to this quote last week, but it's a good one. And if I did, it's worth repeating. A good friend is like a four-leaf clover, hard to find and lucky to have, an Irish proverb. Why do Americans give up on diets? Well, 79% lack motivation, 77% give in to their cravings, and 65% cheat, which leads to more cheating, and also 57% do so because they don't see results. What? I gained, you know, I went on a diet for a week. No, I went on a diet for 2 weeks, and all I lost was 14 days or something like that. Excuse me. Okay. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory, is available now at all GNC locations. Lots of research behind this super supplement. It's three times more powerful than other natural or other astaxanthin supplements. And, you know, astaxanthin is the master. It's the most powerful antioxidant nutrient so far discovered by man. It's originally from discovered in algae and now available commercially. Xanthosin, all GNC is, of course, all in Moana. GNC is the star of the show, but there's dozens of other GNC locations, I think 29 or 30 to be exact. They're always opening up new ones, but Neighbor Islands, Kukui Grove and Lihue, Ka'ahumanu Center and Kahului on Maui, and the Lani House Center in Kailua Kona, and Prince Kuhio Plaza and Hilo. Actually, Hilo is the only place our show does not reach because of Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea. Actually, none of the Honolulu stations reach over to Hilo, but is available over there. All right, so Xanthosin, if you're not taking it now, you should be. It's one of the core four. Excuse me. And didn't drink my water. You know, most of you drink Fake Awake. In the morning, I just drink H2O. All right, straight ahead in the news. Why do women cry more than men? The surprisingly simple answer. It's biology, we'll explain. Then, change the way you drink coffee and you'll change its effect on you for the better. Details on that. Plus, do vegans have better skin? The foods that really cause acne. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hi, I'm Sam Waterston. More than 6 million Americans are losing their sight to blinding diseases such as macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa. But there is hope. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge to find treatments and cures for these devastating diseases. For free information on the latest treatments and research, or to find out how you can help, call the Foundation at 800-844-1174. That's 800-844-1174.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni Fruit Leather and Lavender Noni Lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni Lotion and Fruit Leather for improved health and energy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthosin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthosin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthosin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthosin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthosin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthosin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthosin.com.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right. Why do women cry more than men? Well, it all comes down to science. You can blame your tears on biology. Well, research shows that women, get this, actually have different tear ducts than men. What? What are you talking about? Well, yeah, they tend to be a bit smaller and more shallow, so tears spill on over to their cheeks more easily than a man's. So basically what this means is a guy and a gal, if they feel the exact same kind of emotional distress or whatever is causing them to cry, the women or the woman will likely shed more tears or likely be the one, the first one to shed tears. So it all comes down to science. Pretty interesting there. Having your cup of fake awake this morning, over 65-75% of you are. Well, you know, the problem with coffee is too much can elevate your cortisol levels, your stress hormone levels because of the caffeine. But you can actually turn it into a stress buster if you take small sips. Researchers recently discovered that small, continuous doses of caffeine not only block oxidative damage and other brain changes, but they that also trigger stress symptoms, but it leaves you calmer and more resilient. So on one hand, you know, too much caffeine increases your stress hormone levels. On the other, can actually be beneficial. So, but you know, who sips it periodically? Most people will just sit down and in fact, to give you an idea or an example of the extreme, I have a friend, and he does this every morning. He has a huge cup. It must be, I don't know, 16, 24 ounces, but it's a large cup of coffee, a mug. And I do mean large. And he probably downs it in a matter of seconds just before he goes out the door to work. Probably not the healthiest habit. All right, sniffing out dementia. If you're worried about your either parents or grandparents' future mental state, have him or her sniff an orange, a rose, leather, peppermint, and fish. This was a University of Chicago study. The ages ranged from 57 to 85-year-olds who could not correctly identify those odors. They had twice the risk of developing dementia within 5 years than those who could detect those odors of oranges, a rose, a flower, leather, the smell of leather, and peppermint, as well as fish. So broad-ranging smells there. All right. Do vegans have better skin than meat eaters? Well, do you know someone who's a vegan? Don't worry, they'll tell you. It's kind of an old joke. They're pretty... I used to be pretty zealous about my vegetarianism when I was a vegetarian. Now I'm a pescatarian. Not so vocal anymore. But anyway, they do tend to have clearer, more luminous skin. And it's because of the hormonal acne is the problem, and it's gone up in our modern society. So says this Miami dermatologist. She says it all comes down to the hormones that the animals we eat are being fed or injected with or occur naturally. And I'll get into that in just a second here. But they say that non-organic hamburgers and chicken can cause hormone imbalances. And that really gets the oil glands going in the wrong direction. They also say that eating vitamin-rich, you know, fruits and vegetables, which vegans do, that also helps to stave off blemishes or acne. So it's not only the things you avoid, it's the things that you're eating that will either cause or correct acne or skin problems. Dairy is scary, they say, from a dermatologist's point of view. Being very high in hormones, it's basically nature's perfect food if you want to create acne, but not so much if you want clear skin. The fermented dairy products are better, but milk probably out of the picture. And researchers are studying populations population in Papua New Guinea and Paraguay. These people who eat traditional, unprocessed, low-fat, plant-based diets, they've discovered entire communities that do not have a single pimple among them, so which is a good thing. Now, here's the foods that really cause acne, besides what I mentioned. Hamburgers, some believe that low-grade meat being very acidic can lead to inflammation. Anything that is acidic tends to do that. And it's also packed with growth hormones, which can cause zits, as well as being spiked with antibiotics. Chicken fingers, or chicken parts, or basically the fast food, chicken sticks, whatever. Although chickens are not given hormones, or, you know, some of the companies are now saying, oh, well, you know, we don't use hormones. Of course, some still use antibiotics, but the FDA and USDA actually prohibit it. But they produce, not to worry, chickens produce plenty of their own hormones, which can be just as terrible for your skin as if they added hormones. In fact, here's a little aside here. It's interesting that McDonald's began test marketing their chicken McNuggets back in 1980. And the nugget was such a huge hit, but the company had to wait 4 years, believe it or not, before introducing it nationally, because it took that long to find a chicken supplier that could match the potential demand. Okay, so much for that. And then last food that can either aggravate or cause acne as ice cream because of its not only dairy, but also the sugar. So there you go. Okay, let's see. Where else are we going in the news here? Oh, let's go to the diet department. You can still enjoy bread, even if you're a carbohydrate or a carboholic, rather. I've never met a carbohydrate I didn't like. But anyway, instead of putting butter on your bread, you want to bypass the butter and dip your bread in olive oil the way Italians do. That's what people in Italy do. In one study, this was interesting. They ate 23% less bread and took in 16% fewer calories overall without feeling deprived. And so why is this? Well, olive oil tends to be more filling than butter. This was a study of women over 50 that consumed 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil daily as part of a healthy diet. They lost twice as much weight, 15 pounds in 16 weeks. That's about a pound a week, as women who ate the same diet but skipped the extra virgin olive oil. Having breakfast now? Well, you might want to snack on or have an omelet. That'll reduce your cravings for the rest of the day. What's this research from? Anyway, it dulls your desire for sweet or fatty foods later in the day, and that's because protein triggers a rise in dopamine, which also increases your happiness. One study, those who ate 2 eggs at breakfast a few times a week consumed 400 fewer calories per day without even trying. And just a little side note here, you know, on Saturdays, I've mentioned this before on the show, people eat more calories on Saturday, which is when our show airs, about 350 calories more on Saturday than any other day of the week. So just be aware of that if you're trying to lose weight, because most people do binge or indulge more on Saturdays than any other day because it's weekend. And let's see, a couple other things in the diet department. Women who garden weigh an average of 11 pounds less than non-green thumbers, and a bonus is that you risk or reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke by about 30%. And finally, in regards to diets, you might want to head to the Goodwill or an antique store for vintage dinnerware. This, according to Dr. Lisa Young, who's also a registered dietitian. She says plates from the old days, get this, are typically at least 25% smaller in diameter than modern ones. So you'll likely eat less, you know, if you're served on a smaller plate. And old bowls and glasses also tend to be smaller, by the way. In fact, University of Cambridge researcher, the researchers report that the capacity, oh, this is surprising, the capacity of a wine glass in the UK has increased sevenfold in the past 300 years. So maybe originally, a few centuries ago, those wine glasses were more like a communion-sized portion of wine, or think of a shot glass, you know, maybe just 1 or 2 ounces, not the 10 or 12 ounces or even more that these huge wine glasses are these days. All right, that's it for the Health Hotline News. When we come back from this brief break, we will have Jose De La Torre talking about the five Tibetans and how they can benefit your health if you implement those simple exercises just a few minutes a day. They can change your life for the better. And also later this hour, Dr. Ed Dodge, a retired medical physician, talks about his 30 years of experience in medical practice, both in Africa and America, and some shocking information from him, as well as practical lifestyle tips for lifestyle medicine that you can use. So much more information to come here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works. Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. 2 locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. In this segment of the program, Jose De La Torre is my guest. He's the author of Spiritual Living for Busy People and the creator of the 5 Tibetans, which are 5 exercises that may help rejuvenate your body and boost your immune system. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Jose. How the health are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, thanks for being with us. Now, have you done your 5 Tibetans this morning yet?
I have. I do them every morning, first thing when I get up, and it only takes about 10 or 15 minutes.
So all right.
I have done them today.
So how are these different? How are these so different from, you know, say, your typical cardio or resistance or stretching exercises that most people do in our modern era? You know, you say that Tibetan monks have been using these for over 2,500 years, these particular exercises. But what's the unique aspect about them?
What's unique is they're very gentle, so it's not going to put a strain on your system. So anybody can do them, you know, whatever your health condition is or your age.
Mm-hmm.
They're slow, gentle movements.
So you don't have to check with your doctor before you do. You know, they always say, well, check with your doctor before you embark on an exercise program. I tell people, check with your doctor if you're not embarking on an exercise program, because you're probably more at risk for your health in that regard from remaining sedentary. But that's another program. But anyway, let's talk about the history of these 5 exercises. How did the monks come up with these? Was it the monks that came and created these exercises originally?
Yes, about 2,500 years ago, they came up with these 5 different exercises. And according to what they teach, there's 7 major energy centers or chakras in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so they designed these exercises to energize and spin up those chakras or energy centers.
Mm.
And each of those centers corresponds to one of the major endocrine glands in the body.
Oh, okay. So, now, has this been proven scientifically, or is it just a folkloric belief on that in that regard, or what?
That's what the story says. As far as I know, there haven't been any medical or scientific studies done on these particular 5 exercises.
Mm-hmm. Now, and you say that there's no limitations. I mean, anybody, you know, no matter your age, your gender, your weight, your size. And then how do these exercises, how do they affect the mind and one's emotions? Do they also give you similar benefits as typical modern day exercises?
They sure do. They help lower the blood pressure, and so they also relieve anxiety and make you feel better throughout the day, so you have a general sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And these five exercises in particular increase your energy, so you have a better mood. You have more energy to go throughout your day.
But don't they just have an app for that, Jose? I think there's an app for that. You know, that's what people always want, a pill or an app instead of having to do the actual exercise. I remember years ago when I used to have Jack LaLanne on. I don't know if you remember who that was. He was the father of fitness in America. But, you know, people would call in, and there were more than one occasion where, you know, and I had him on probably 20 plus years, you know, on an annual basis. But anyway, so people would call in and say, "Oh, Jack, I used to watch you on your TV exercise show all the time." And he'd say, "Well, did you do the exercises?" And, you know, the woman would say, "Well, no, I just like watching you do the exercises." So unfortunately, you have to be a participant. You can't just order your course, and we'll tell people if they want to order your five Tibetan course of exercises, how to do that. But they have to do it, right? They can't just right. watch it on the video or on their computer. And by yeah, the way, right. how can people get your exercises? Or it's a kind of a program. It's not really a book, is it?
No, there's several good books out there. I developed an online training program where you can watch the videos, and I go through each of the five different exercises,
mm-hmm.
and then I put them all together, and I also have some worksheets to get you started slowly. So you don't want to start doing the full set right away. You want to kind of ease into it slowly over a period of at least a month or two.
Mm.
So I also help you get going with that program.
I see. And then eventually, can you do it without having to watch the computer or watch a screen?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
So the idea is to teach you how to do it, and then once you know how to do it, then you can just do it on your own.
Yeah, just do it anywhere, kind of like yoga. In fact, is it like yoga? Are these five Tibetan exercises like yoga? You say they're gentle and easy to perform.
Yes, there's a lot of similarities, and some people call them like Tibetan yoga.
Ah.
Like Indian yoga. The last exercise, for example, is similar to doing an upward dog and downward dog, if you're familiar with yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some similarities.
My favorite yoga pose, by the way, is the child pose, because it doesn't require any effort. You're on your knees. Well, let's see. Yeah, well, I don't know how to explain it, but for people that know the child pose, it's usually the one they end with to just relax you from all the other poses that actually took some effort. So anyway, what is your website, Jose, for people to get more information on the five Tibetans?
You can go to thefivetibetans.com, and that's the number five, I spelled out. So the number five and then tibetans.com.
All right, great. Well, thanks for being with us. And how long have these been out? How long have you had this course out?
Actually, I just launched it this week, so it's brand new.
Oh, okay. So we had exclusive here on Dr. Health Radio for the state of Hawaii. Okay, good deal. Yeah. All right, well, good luck on the success of your five Tibetans, and thanks for being with us. Again, the website, thefivetibetans.com?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, thanks,
Jose. Thanks very much for having me on.
All right, sure thing. All right, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with medical physician Dr. Ed Dodge, the author of Be Healthy, Simple Guidelines for Lifelong Well-Being. A lot of information in the next half hour you're not going to want to miss, but if you do have to miss it for any reason, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy here on AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. How essential is it to have your doctor treating you right there with you if you are recovering from a heart attack? Well, this study from the American Heart Association will definitely surprise you. What's happening with coffee consumption in the U.S. and booze that is good for your liver? Could that be invented? All coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
Want thicker hair, smoother skin, and stronger nails? Then your body's going to need more collagen, elastin, and keratin. Three proteins that are components of your hair, skin, and nails. So how do you increase these proteins in your body? with BioSil, the clinically proven solution to healthier hair, skin, and nails. BioSil turns on the body's actual collagen-generating cells, known as fibroblasts. Because BioSil works through your body's natural pathways, the collagen it generates has your own DNA fingerprint. That makes it superior to other hair, skin, and nail formulas that contain foreign collagen, which your body simply breaks down and uses as food. As one collagen expert likes to say, you want to make collagen, not eat it. So make sure you get the only product of its kind that's clinically proven to thicken hair, reduce fine lines and wrinkles in your skin, and fortify your nails. BioSil. Look for BioSil in the supplement section of your favorite natural food store. For more information about BioSil, go to BioSilTech.com. That's BioSilTech, BioSilTech.com for healthier hair, skin, and nails. It's BioSil.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. Hey, you've heard about the half-life of drugs in your body, but what about the half-life of knowledge? Here, according to Dr. Lawrence Senderfit, microbiologist, he says, keeping up with medicine, he's talking about this. He said the half-life of knowledge in medical school is 4 years, which means 50% of what you learn as a freshman, if you're a medical student, is obsolete when you graduate. That's pretty shocking. Well, you know, sometimes the best doctors are the ones you don't need an appointment for, like Dr. Diet, Dr. Quiet, there's Dr. Merriman, and Dr. Movement, one of my favorites, just to name a few. Well, this show is also, or it's all about lifestyle medicine, and if you want to live a healthier lifestyle, you've tuned into the right show, because, and we have the right guest for that, here where more information can mean less medication, because Dr. Ed Dodge is with us. He's the author of the new book, Be Healthy, Simple Guidelines for Lifelong Well-Being, and we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Dodge. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. I love your introduction.
Well, thank you, and thanks for being there. And you have quite a... Give us an introduction of your life in 1 minute or less, because you have a very eclectic and colorful medical career, to say the least, being raised in Africa and practicing medicine over there and here as well, and then going there 30 years later and seeing the shocking changes that were evident to the population there. So let's start with that. Give us a brief, broad backgrounder of Dr. Ed Dodge.
Okay, I'll see if I can get it in 1 minute.
We're timing you.
All right. Well, I was born in the States, but my parents took me to Africa when I was 3 months old. They were missionaries in Angola. And so I grew up in Angola, at that time a Portuguese colony, and then came back to the States in 1950 as a teenager and encountered reverse culture shock, because I
can only imagine.
We spoke the same language, but we didn't understand each other. My sport was soccer, and in 1950, soccer was not known in the United States.
Right.
So I went through school and then college in Indiana, went to Indiana University School of Medicine, then later went to Johns Hopkins Public Health, and I got my Master of Public Health there. Went to Ethiopia after that with my wife and three small children, and taught in Public Health College in Ethiopia for 2 years. Now, mind you, this was 50 years ago.
Wow.
And the health challenges then were that all the traditional communicable diseases, malaria and typhus fever, and all those sorts of diseases.
Sure, yeah, I can imagine.
Culture shock hit my wife going to Africa, and she said, I can't live there.
Oh, because you met her here in America.
Yes, I met her here in America.
Right.
So we came back to the States, and I ended up practicing family practice in medicine for 30 years in Florida. And then my wife got cancer, and she struggled with it for 7 or 8 years and then passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So I was in sort of a limbo for a little bit. But then I had the opportunity to go back to Africa, and I taught at the Africa university in Zimbabwe for 5 years, one semester each year, and taught public health. And it was vastly different from what it had been 50 years earlier, 45 years earlier.
How so?
Because all the Western diseases had come flooding into Africa.
Wouldn't you know?
And what brought them in? All the fast foods.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I always say about fast food, Dr. Dodge? It's fast, but is it food? I
mean, that's exactly right. Dr. Hyman makes that same point in his new book.
Oh, yeah, we've had Dr. Mark Hyman on our show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's got an excellent new book on food. What the heck should I eat?
Mm-hmm. Great. So let's bring us up to today. And what are you doing today? You're obviously retired from family practice or medical practice.
Right. I'm retired from practice and don't do it. Well, I teach nutrition, actually. I moved to San Antonio after I remarried a lovely lady from San Antonio, Texas. And she said, can we live in San Antonio after she tried Florida? And so we're in San Antonio, Texas. And I teach a nutrition class to a nursing and pre-nursing class at Wayland Baptist University. So I still have my hand in teaching.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, I'm fully retired.
I see. Now, as far as lifestyle medicine goes, and I know your book is to be healthy. That's the title of the book, Simple Guidelines for Lifelong Well-Being. What would you say is, as far as your experience of over 30 years in medical practice, what was the most important thing you learned from your patients over those decades of practicing medicine?
It's tough to make lifestyle change. Even then, 30, 40 years ago, I was convinced that lifestyle was very important, and I preached physical fitness and eating a healthy diet and so forth. And patients would try it, but then it's like going to the gym on January 1st, and by February 1st, you've dropped out.
Right. As I mentioned minutes ago in the Health Hotline News, people go on a diet for 2 weeks, and the only thing they lost was 14 days, and they're ready to go on another diet or ready to go back on their old eating habits. If you go on a diet, you're going to have to go off the diet someday instead of changing your habits and, as far as talking about lifestyle. And then you're going to gain the weight back that you lost, because if you're doing the things that caused the weight gain in the first place, you're always going to gain it back.
Exactly right. And that yo-yo kind of up and down is not good for your body.
Yeah, I call it the Oprah diet, because she's the queen of yo-yo dieting, and even though she now has an interest in Weight Watchers, and I wish her well. We've had Bob Green, her personal fitness trainer, on the show before as a guest, and wish Oprah all the best. But I'm just using her as an example of somebody that, go up 240 pounds and then down to 160 and up to 180, just all over the map. And that's not good for your gallbladder or liver or vital organs by any means. What's your view on what kind of diet do you recommend to your patients? The Mediterranean diet, or what diet does Dr. Ed Dodge follow himself?
Well, I don't follow a diet. I follow a healthy eating diet.
Yeah, healthy, right. Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah, and it's really very simple, and actually, the simplicity of it is people have a hard time adjusting to.
Mm-hmm.
You avoid the highly processed foods, the fast foods, and you eat a lot of simple vegetables. I eat 8 or 9 servings of vegetables on my plate every day.
Huh. So what did you have for breakfast? Let's dissect Dr. Dodge's breakfast this morning.
All right, I had oatmeal,
okay.
And that's plain oatmeal. It's not the quick oatmeal, not the one with sugar.
Right, that has the sugar. It's whether it's the packets of oatmeal or the flavored yogurts, those are both just they're both deleterious to your health because of the added sugar. It cancels out the benefits of either the cultured milk, which is the yogurt, or the whole grain oats, which is oatmeal. It's still good, but not nearly as good as if it didn't have the sugar and flavorings and everything.
Well, the sugar sabotages what you're trying to do.
Right, but the manufacturers put it in there because it's addicting, and they know you'll come back for more. You'll be a repeat customer, and that's what they're
that's exactly
for.
The fast foods, there's three things why they're so successful. They're tasty, and they are tasty.
Yep.
They're convenient, and that's huge. They're fast.
Right.
And they're less expensive because the government subsidizes them. And there's a huge irony.
Right.
Government subsidizes fast foods that is destroying the health of our country.
Yeah, and then they're spending billions of dollars on health care to try and alleviate all the diseases that are caused by eating the fast food in the first place. You know?
Exactly.
So exactly. We're preaching to the choir here. Anyway, before we continue our discussion of lifestyle medicine, do you know what they call a fish that performs brain surgery?
No, I don't.
A neurosturgeon. Okay, just
all right.
Injecting a little humor into our conversation. But okay, let's talk about something serious, and that is obesity. It's our number one health epidemic, and you know, fast food is a part of that, but not the whole picture. So, how can you have an article or a segment where you can use your friends, or how can our friends help us lose weight? So you say in your book. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll use my son as the prime example. He's now in his 50s, but he struggled with weight from his late adolescence on.
Mm-hmm.
He loved cookies and all those kinds of foods, and he put the weight on. And then he woke up in his early 50s or late 40s and realized this is not good. He was about he's a big guy. He's 6'4".
Okay.
But he weighed about 290 pounds.
Wow.
I don't, that's way too much.
Right.
And he tried a number of times to try to lose weight, various approaches. And like everybody, he had a hard time sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got into a group program. He lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana, with a group of people who were guided by a doctor who was lifestyle conscious. And that group setting really helped a lot, and having support of friends just means the world. If you have just even your wife as your only friend who's supporting you,
mm-hmm.
but having the support of somebody means a lot. And then they had weekly meetings, and they got the tips on what's healthy to eat, and they had a good cooking guru who provided tasty dishes and examples of how you could fix food to make it tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And so he stuck with that program, and over the course of 6 months, he dropped something like 75 pounds.
Wow. Yeah. And is he still slim, or has he maintained that weight loss?
He has maintained that weight loss. He runs circuit around 200 to 220 in that range as a rule.
Right.
With his height and frame, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that sounds like he's in the target zone of what you want to be, given his build and his height. You know, some people are they say, "Well, I'm not overweight; I'm just under tall." that's another program. Dr. Dodge, can you stay with us? We need to take one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here in the studio, and I have many more questions for you on lifestyle medicine. We'll take a brief break here and be back with much more information for your good health with my guest. If you're just tuning us in, Dr. Ed Dodge is with us. He's the author of Be Healthy: Simple Guidelines for Lifelong Well-Being. We'll tell you how to get his book as well as his other publications when we come back from this brief break. And I want to ask him about his experience of being a prison doctor, how prisoners' nutrition and health is in general, as well as an ER physician, some of the experiences he's had there. So much more information to come. Also next hour, Dr. David Stover talks about acupuncture and Chinese medicine and how it can relieve chronic pain and stubborn medical issues that you may not have had relief from in other modalities. So much more information to come all the way till 11 o'clock this morning. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Mm. ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on AM 690 KHNR and 94.3 The Answer. David Snow with you. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend, which we hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Having a week, then keep us tuned in all the way to 11 o'clock to make your weekend strong. Hawaii's most nutritious talk radio is right where your dial is now, and we always want you to be healthy, but if you can't be healthy, be careful. All right, enough said there. Let's get back to our guest, Dr. Ed Dodge, the author of Be Healthy, Simple Guidelines for Lifelong Well-Being. Dr. Dodge, how can people get the book if they want to obtain a copy of it?
Well, they can go online, and it's available through Amazon. It's available both as a print-on-demand book or as an e-book. And you can order it as an ebook if you have Kindle and just download it immediately.
Mm-hmm. I'm a kind of guy where I like something that I can hold in my hand, so I'd like a hard copy.
Well, I agree with you. Yeah. And so the hard copy is available through Amazon.
All right.
And
okay.
Barnes and Noble, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
I might mention that my son's story is chapter 2 in that book. So I was telling about my son's story, and he tells his story in that book.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Now, shifting gears to some of your other experiences as a medical physician over several decades, three or four decades of life, you are a prison doctor. Tell us about that experience.
Well, after my internship, which was at L.A. County Hospital in Los Angeles, at that time, this was in the Vietnam era, just as Vietnam was heating up, all graduating physicians had to sign up for one of the armed services of the Public Health Service when they finished their training.
Mm-hmm.
And so I signed up for the Public Health Service, and to my chagrin, I was assigned to the Bureau of Prisons as the prison medical doctor at the Chillicothe Federal Reformatory in Chillicothe, Ohio. So for 2 years, I was a medical doctor in the prison system there. 1,300 young men, most of them pretty angry, dysfunctional young men.
Uh-huh.
Many of them were in for violation of the Dyer Act, which was stealing a car and taking it across the state line. But they had numerous problems.
Right.
So I learned a lot about psychopathology in those 2 years and how you deal with psychopathology. And one of the things I learned is that a reformatory is a cauldron of seething emotion. It's not a place where you can get reform.
Ah. Because it feeds on itself. I mean, you're having like-minded people all together, and it's actually generating more of the things that you don't want to be generated.
Exactly. I mean, it's incredible. And nobody in that culture, nobody trusts anybody else. And it's just
Wow, that must have been eye-opening. And then another eye-opening experience, and you as well as thousands of other physicians have had, as being an ER physician. Tell us about that particular stint that you had in your career.
Well, this was about 40 years ago. I had done 3 years of directing a local public health program, a county program,
mm-hmm.
in Florida. And I resigned from the health department, and I did emergency work for 1 year before being invited into a family practice program. And at that time, emergency medicine was just getting started as a specialty. It was not even a recognized specialty.
Wow.
But we saw all kinds of things. You had to be ready for anything from a nail puncture wound that was minor to a major automobile accident.
Right.
Or sniffles or somebody having a heart attack. You had to be prepared for the whole gamut.
Uh-huh. And how long were you there as an ER physician?
I did it for 1 year.
Okay.
And then I went into family practice. I really did prefer having patients that I could follow up myself. In the emergency room, you treat the patients.
And you never see them again, yeah, right.
You may never see them again, unless they're the chronic repeaters, and then you don't want to see them.
Right, exactly. So being a family practitioner, that gave you more gratification, I'm sure.
Yes, I did, and I really enjoyed my family practice.
Do you mind if I ask you how old you are right now?
I'm 82.
Oh, wow, you sound much younger than that. When you said your son was already in his 50s, I thought, well, Dr. Dodge must be in, 70 plus, but I wouldn't have guessed 82. You sound a lot younger and more vibrant.
Well, thank you. I credit that to living a healthy lifestyle.
Next week, at this time, we're going to have Victoria Schmidt on, and she has a book on, 95 Tips. I'll get the title. I don't have it in front of me. 95 Tips to Living 95 years or 96 years. Anyway, she asked her doctor when she was 92 if she could possibly live another 15 years. And you know what he said? I'll give you 30. How's that for? And this woman, I talked to her this week to set up the interview for next week, and she sounds like she's not even 50. I mean, she's just bouncing off the walls, and she'll be our oldest. I believe she'll be our oldest female guest, because previous to this, the Love Boat lady. You remember the TV show, The Love Boat?
Yes.
Yeah. A dear friend of mine is Geraldine Saunders, the creator of The Love Boat. She wrote the book Love Boats that the series was based on. But she's 94, and I think she, to this point, is the oldest female guest we've had on. But next week we'll have the oldest female guest in Dr. Health Radio history, which is going on 28 years here on the radio. So it's going to be a very entertaining and enlightening and stimulating hour, I can assure you. And I just want to promote that for the listeners to make sure they tune in next week. Not to take I don't want to take the wind out of your sails, and I'm not discounting you.
Hey.
You know, you're vibrant and very informative for somebody that's 82 and has the experience you do. You know, no substitute for experience. One of the mottos I've lived by ever since I heard it is, education teaches you the way life should be. Experience teaches you the way life is. And and there's no truer statement than in medicine. You know, I mean, you can go to medical school all your life, but until you're on the front lines like you were, I mean, literally on the front lines, being a prison doctor, an ER physician, a doctor in Africa. I mean, you've done it and seen it all. So you really talk from experience and the real world, and that's what really counts. I mean, the virtual world is a distant second when it comes to medicine and health information, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I'm interested in hearing what your guest next week is going to say. I admire very much what you said about her.
Yeah.
The keys to living a long, happy life, in my estimation, are eating a very simple, simple but healthy eating style,
mm-hmm.
lots of veggies and fruit and some grains and so forth, and avoiding the processed foods.
Right.
And then staying active, walking a mile or two every day or some sort. I play tennis every two or three times a week.
Do you really? Wow, that's great.
The senior men's tennis.
Do you have? I got to ask you this question, Dr. Dodge. Do you have bionic knees or your original knees? The original equipment knees.
These are my original knees.
Okay.
The guys I play with do have bionic knees.
Ah, okay. Just checking there. By the way, you mentioned or you said that you'd be interested in listening to Victoria Schmidt's interview. Her book is called 95 Secrets on Living a Happy, Healthy, Sexy, Long Life. Kind of a long title there, but anyway, and she's
I'll look it up.
She's 96, yeah. So, and give us your website one more time. We just have a minute left in this hour of the program, so we thank you so much for being with us and continued success on the book. Tell us the title and where to get it as well.
Well, the website is The Power of Lifestyle. I totally believe in lifestyle. The Power of Lifestyle.
.com. Okay.
Yes, and the book is available. You can actually, if you subscribe to my wellness newsletter, you can get a free copy of the e-book, but you can order from Amazon or from Barnes & Noble.
All right. Well, continued success. Keep up the good work, Dr. Dodge, and we look forward to having you on again here on Dr. Health Radio.
Thank you very much, David.
There goes Dr. Ed Dodge, the author of Be Healthy, Simple Guidelines for Lifelong Well-Being. And we will be back to improve your health and well-being after the top of the hour Fox News with Dr. David Stober, a licensed acupuncturist, as well as a certified postural alignment specialist. And he has some other qualifications, and he'll talk about chronic pain and some of the many benefits of acupuncture. You know, if you have needle phobia, we have the show for you. I know I'm phobic when it comes to needles, but acupuncture needles are just, they're less than a human hair, so not to worry there. All right, and of course, all of our regular features, Dick Allgaier's Health Report, and much more coming up after the top of the hour Fox News.